True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Off. It is on at MGM Network, and with us on a, I don't even know what day it is, Tuesday? It's Tuesday. We were up late for Monday Night Football. It'll do those things to you. Coming up, we'll talk about both games that we saw, find out how the Colts feel about their owner wearing a headset and taking notes on the sideline. Then we'll check the pulse of the Chiefs as we bring in Bob Fesco from 96.5, The Fan in Kansas City. Chelsea, good morning. How you doing?
So I got my five-year-old underwear that has the days of the week so she can remember what day of the week is. Would okay. you like me to purchase you some?
Me? Yeah, I might.
What day is it? Oh, it's Tuesday.
Do they have them in my size? I could use that. Sometimes I wake up and I get ready for the show and I'm ready to go and I amp myself up and then I'm like, I don't know what day it is. I completely lost track. But it's Tuesday. And then I glanced at the rundown. I was like, oh, yeah, Monday Night Football last night. But when you're waking up in the middle of the night, sometimes that happens. But you know what? If you see those underwear in my size, let me know, and I'll Venmo you.
Was that a thing for little boys? Because, like, I think it was a thing for, like, little girls. Because I had these underwear growing up where it had, like, the days of the week. And you're like, oh, today's Monday. It's time to change underwear because it's Tuesday. Was that a thing for little boys? Which now I feel myself asking about little boys' underwear. I'm like, maybe not where we should start the show.
My honest answer is I don't know. I know of what you speak. I don't remember that being a thing when I was a kid, but also I was sheltered from like a billion different things because I grew up in the Bible Belt in the middle of nowhere. So maybe this was a thing in the big city. I don't know. But I know what you're talking. It is in the big city. Yeah, they wear their... their days on their underwear in a big city. You know, I don't know. They always know what day it is. So, but maybe one day I'll go back in time and do that. For now, I'm going to try and do it on my own and be a real adult.
Yeah, adulting is hard. But to be fair, like it was Monday, what, 5 hours ago, 6 hours ago on Eastern time? So like it wasn't that long ago. It is very early.
Oh, it is. Did you stay up late to watch Monday Night Football last night? The late game? The entire thing? No, you didn't. I didn't either.
I didn't even stay up to watch the start. Like, what are we doing starting these games at 10 Eastern? Who are these games for? Women of the night? Drug dealers? People are doing God knows what in the middle of the night? Come on, Roger Goodell. We can't stay up that late. 10 Eastern is ridiculous. And I saw this debate all night long on social media where people picked their side. They said, oh, we shouldn't have Monday Night Football games overlap so we can have all of our attention on one game. That's perfect. I said, no, we need them going both at the same time so we can have the double box on YouTube TV. And so we can go to bed at a decent hour. Because, like, we have technology now. You can have multiple screens. So I think that would be my vote, is start them both at the same time.
I just want one game, you know? Remember, just one game?
It's a good
it's
option.
Fine. It's a great option. Mm-hmm. One game, we look forward to it, we all watch it, and we're in bed before midnight. You know, Why right? muck up something that has been successful and great for a long time? Which I, we're going to talk about this later on in the show. But one thing we did not muck up last night, our best bets, Chelsea.
Ah, best bet for me was a winner, but my other bet did not win. So 1-1 night for me. Best bet of the night for me was Keenan Allen of the Chargers, 50-plus yards receiving. He finished with 61 and once again led the team in targets, because I think that's where you should start if you're trying to handicap receiving props. The guy needs to get the opportunities. As far as Emeka Egbuka, I had him over 53.5 receiving yards. He only finished with 29, but he did have a touchdown, and I will say this. He is starting to get whispers for Rookie of the Year, Offensive Rookie of the Year. In the NFL, the guy's an absolute stud, so do yourself a favor. Watch some tape on him. I know his bet didn't hit, but it was a pleasure watching him. So 1-1 for the night.
Yeah, he's an absolute stud. I had a 2-on-1 night, had a couple plays in baseball. Cubs Pirates, first 5 under 4 and a hook. That was the winner with the Cubs leading 3-1. Had the Yankees on the run line against the Twins. Gah. Pinstripes shut out 7-0. So win and a loss there. But had a win with the Chargers laying 3 against the Raiders. Donkster had the Bucks plus 2.5 against the Texans. Oh, by the skin of his teeth, he gets a dub. So early this week, you're 1-1. I'm 2-1. The Donkster 1-0 here on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Before we get to Monday Night Football, a couple of quarterback injuries yesterday. So let's start with the Commanders and Jaden Daniels. He has a knee sprain. So he suffered this last week against the Packers, and now he is day-to-day. Dan Quinn held his press conference yesterday and said, look, Jaden is truly day-to-day. We have a process for getting him back on the field. If he can't go, your old friend Marcus Mariota will go instead. And he's very much well-liked here in D.C. He's been a great mentor in many capacities for Jaden Daniels, and also he was good last year when he had to play. But, man, I will say with all of the injuries that the Commanders have already, this is one they cannot afford. And they're not going to force him back in against the Raiders here in D.C. this weekend unless he is close to 100%. They are not risking that at all.
Yeah, absolutely not. And why would they? But, Jenks, I always think about this. Like, do you guys ever get PTSD about the days when you guys had RG3? Because remember, RG3 like had all kinds of potential as well, but he couldn't stay healthy because he was a running quarterback and he would always get tackled and he would always get hurt. So obviously Jaden Daniels is a running quarterback and he gets hit a lot because he's a running quarterback. Do you worry about his long-term health?
I do, because I will say the whole RG3 thing was mismanaged from a coaching perspective, and I'm not convinced, knowing Robert's personality, that he was going to be an incredible star if he had stayed healthy. But because the organization was so different, because they just needed him on the field because they were never any good and they finally had this shining star that they could point to, they forced him back on the field. He shouldn't have been back on the field. He was not healthy, and it really contributed to his decline in some ways. I think the team, even though it's different ownership, we all remember that, so they're going to bring Jaden along very slowly. But more to your point, no quarterback has been hit more over the past season and first two games of this year than Jaden Daniels. So regardless of what happens with this injury, they have to find a way to protect him more. There's no question.
Yeah. Do you think they have to have the talk with him to maybe start sliding more and maybe make more business decisions? Because I know, like, he's so electric, and as a fan, like, I don't want that, but I also want to see him on the field.
Yeah. They're going to have to, and that was early. I mean, early in his career, it's still early in his career, but early last year when he was starting games, you know, he would try to run over people or wouldn't slide or wouldn't avoid contact. Maybe he wouldn't necessarily try to plow over someone. That's not his game. But he certainly wasn't shy about getting hit. And everyone was like, dude, you've got to slide. I understand you're a college kid. You think you can take on the world when you're this young, but ultimately you have to protect your long-term health. So I think he will learn that. And, you know, this injury is just another reminder. At the end of the day, you might feel like Superman. You're still a human, and you've got a long career ahead of you, so don't jeopardize that. And the same can be said in some ways for J.J. McCarthy, because remember, he missed an entire season last year, and now he's out for 2 to 4 weeks with a high ankle sprain. This happened against the Falcons on Sunday Night Football. And you talk about a guy that's been hit a lot. He's been sacked 9 times in his first 2 games.
Well, some of that is him taking too long to throw it as well.
Yeah.
So it's not all on the offensive line, but yes, like, the production hasn't been quite as good, but this is has to be really disappointing for fans who got really excited for that.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
One quarter where J.J. McCarthy looked like Tom Brady and they were just already celebrating the fact that they had found the face of their franchise. Maybe it's the case, but it is, you know, upsetting that he is going to miss some time. So his backup is Carson Wentz. So I was looking at this game, James, if you have an early leader in the clubhouse for games you don't want to watch, whoo boy, the Bengals and the Vikings, Jake Browning v. Carson Wentz. You going to be watching that one?
Oh, no. You should mess with someone. I mean, hey, man, Wentz Browning, who you got this weekend? They'll be like, what? Which quarterback you taking, man? Of course. Vikings? Come on. Bengals? Who you got? Like, oh, my God. No thanks. Hard pass on that one.
I will say Carson Wentz has a pretty good, like, role cut out for himself right now because, listen, like, I like J.J. McCarthy as a person, but, like, the quarterback play minus that one quarter was not very good. So, like, if the Vikings get anything out of Carson Wentz, if he just doesn't throw three picks, the Vikings are still a good team with a good defense. So, you know, he should be in a good position. He's also going against the Bengals, who I don't think their defense is quite as bad as we thought they would be. But still, like, if there's ever a spot for Carson Wentz to succeed, it's probably this game.
Ooh, Vikings laying 2.5 at home this weekend against the Bengals. We will not be watching. One thing we did watch last night, Bengals and the Texans. Sorry, Bucks and the Texans. And the Bucks went at 20-19. The Bucks getting 2.5. The Bucks plus 120 total set at 42 and a hook. And it is the under that hits. Once again, the Bucks rookie out of Ohio State making an impact.
Abuka looking for a block. Got it. Emeka Abuka, touchdown Tampa Bay.
I mean, we keep talking about how good he has looked since the merger, Chelsea. He is just the sixth player with three touchdowns in two games. That's how good he's been. The Texans would grab a 19-14 lead with just more than 2 minutes to play after a touchdown from Nick Chubb and a failed two-point conversion. But with just seconds to go, the Bucs respond.
Hotton in motion. They are going to run it. And a no signal yet. Touchdown!
Calls courtesy of Joe Buck on ESPN, part of an 11-play, 80-yard drive, and the Bucs find a way. What a drive to end it.
Yeah, absolutely. It felt like this game had really good bookends, where, like, the first of the game was really good and the last of the game was really good. Because in the middle, like, both offenses kind of stalled out. And then the Bucs were like, hey, we can run the football. So Rashad White got going, and I think that was the story of the game. Like, I feel like this box score was much closer than the game actually felt. Because on both sides of the lines of scrimmage, like, the Bucs felt like the much better team. Their defensive and offensive lines, my goodness, C.J. Stroud was running for his life at times. And he didn't even have time to run for his life. The pocket would just collapse in half a second. But when you can run the ball effectively, obviously you are going to have success in the NFL. Bucks ran for 169 yards compared to the Texans rushing for just 84. So it was a tough night for the Texans. So they clawed and scratched their way to stay in this game. And I do commend them for that. But The Bucks look like the much better team despite only winning by 1 point.
Yeah, the one thing the Bucks can do is they can put up points, and only 20 points in this one, but when they need it, I mean, they have so many weapons. And just imagine when Chris Godwin comes back here in a couple weeks. Baker Mayfield, 25 of 38, 215 yards, 2 scores. Bucky Irving leads the way on the ground, 17 carries, 71 yards. Next up for the Bucks, they visit the Meadowlands and the Jets on Sunday, and the Texans visit the Jags. In the late game, if you stayed up for it, the Chargers down the Raiders 20-9. L.A. laying 3.5. They are minus 190 on the money line. Total set at 46 and a hook. The under hits. Knotted up at 3 in the first quarter, and Justin Herbert finds an old friend.
Raiders bring pressure. Herbert steps up on the move. Scans end zone. A dart. Keenan Allen working his way in the back line. Grabs it, and the Chargers jump on top.
Allen with 5 catches for 61 yards in that touchdown, and then they open things up in the second quarter.
Herbert launches downfield. It's Johnson in stride. Touchdown, Chargers. 60 yards.
Calls courtesy of ESPN. Herbert, 19 of 27, 242 yards, 2 scores. He also leads the team in rushing with 31 yards, and the Chargers defense holds the Raiders to 218 total yards. I mean, it's the Raiders, but also coming off that win against the Chiefs, 2 divisional wins. Chargers legit?
Yeah, absolutely. Their defense was the best scoring defense in the NFL last year. So this is not a fluke. This is exactly what we saw last year. Absolutely stifling. Where you go against a veteran quarterback in Geno Smith, and he looked lost the entire night just because it felt like all of his options just had blankets over him the entire night. Meanwhile, Justin Herbert continues to look like an extremely talented quarterback who has found his stride in this offense. So we'll see about the Chargers. I feel like my reservations about the Chargers won't come until the postseason. Because remember last year, they looked like one of the best teams in football. And then in the postseason, they kind of turned into a pumpkin. So we will see. As for now, it is a team that I will be trusting against the spread and to win outright.
They look so good. Justin Herbert looks awesome. Mm-hmm. And they're just coached differently, right? Like, that's the big hope for the Chargers, that Haba will make a difference. And he is making a difference. This is a complete football team. I'm jumping on the Chargers train. I know it's 2 games, but you know how it is. There's a couple teams early on you think, maybe this is it for the Chargers. It could be because they have a guy who knows how to get it done, and they look like a team that is just so well coached. A lot of discipline on both sides of the football. Coming up next here on the show, we'll continue talking about the NFL. The Colts are undefeated so far this season, but how much of that credit goes to their owner pacing the sideline every game? We're going to talk about that. It is the Daily Tip here on the BetMGM Network.
Chelsea.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.